Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, February the, I forgot the date. What is today? February the 19th. Yeah, that's right. February the 19th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very important topic that ties into the next series that we're getting ready to start. As you know, we got a new series starting on Saturday. We may move back to Sunday. Got a couple of requests to give a little bit more time to get more people to participate in the live show. So depending on how that go, we may start it on Sunday evening instead of Sunday night, instead of Saturday night. But I will definitely make that decision later on today and email everyone and let everyone know. Again, that series, we're talking about the seven lampstands. We're talking about the unveiling, the revelation. So the book of Revelations is about The word revelation means unveiling, it means revealing, and it means uncovering. So unveiling, revealing, and uncovering. So for the course of this year, 2016 is the year of the nine. We did the show on that already. 2 + 0 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 + 6 = 9. So 9 is a inverted 6. So this is the year of the 9, which is really the year of the 6, which is the year that's my life path number. So the 6 represents Christ consciousness. That means that it's a level of caring that goes beyond human comprehension, meaning Yahushua did things that most people thought was crazy. He says that if somebody slaps you, turn to them the other cheek. I don't know where you guys are from. That's a little cuckoo if you ask me. No, I mean, people, if you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. That's normal. Yahushua came and he says that, you know, I'm going to elevate the law to a higher standard. Yahushua took the law from a physical place to a spiritual place. Today's message is, are you cheating on your spirituality with your mentality? Let me say that again. Are you cheating on your spirituality with your mentality? Now, we are spirit that have possession of a soul that manifests ourselves through the body. Spiritually, it's separate from your mental. Your mental is separate from your physical. So in other words, there's a triune section. We're focusing on two, but there's really three. Number one, you're a spiritual being. The spiritual, the spirit, is the one part of this triune man that you are, the Trinity. The other parts of the Trinity is the mentality. Next is the sensuality. So you have the spirituality, the mentality, and the sensuality. Let me say that again. You have the choice to live on one of the three levels. We all do. You can be sensual, meaning you use your five senses only. That's the lowest level. Still a level. Nothing wrong with that. Or you can be mental. You can live on the mental level. Mentality means that you have the capacity or the endowment to set one's mind and point of view to establish one's world or outlook. Mentality. You have that option. The third option and the most important option and the option that Yahushua brought in and the option that I recommend is the spirituality. Now, the spirituality is the quality or the fact of being spiritual. It means that you are predominantly spiritual in tone or in tendency. Spirituality means that you are predominantly, not all the time, but 75% of the time, 51% of the time, you are spiritual in character. So spirituality, the three laws of the universe are not math, music, and language. That's Luciferian. The three laws of the universe are spirituality, mentality, and sexuality. Now, all three you need to oscillate or to vibrate on this dimension. You should spend the majority of your time in the spiritual realm, not in the mental, not in the sensual realm. Now, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear, because many of us are committing spiritual adultery with our mentality or our sensuality. I am one of those people. So my job is to make sure, and hopefully your job, if you want to, again, tackle this elephant that's in the room. What is the elephant that's in the room? Everybody lives in their five senses, or everybody lives in their reason and logic, or very few people live in the spiritual realm. Now, brothers and sisters, as I've said before, this is really important because you need to be holistic in your approach to spirituality. If you stop being sensual and be all spiritual, that's not going to work. If you stop being spiritual and be all mental, that's not going to work. If you stop being mental and be all sensual, that's not going to work. The goal is for you to take all three. So together, these three create your reality. These three, the Father, Son, and the Spirit, where did that come from? That came from the spirituality, the mentality, and the sensuality. So to achieve harmony, you must dance a delicate balance, and this balance must be maintained to produce harmony. Otherwise, you will produce disharmony or discord instead of a chord. So you are a musical instrument that needs to be played spiritually, mentally, and sensually. But the problem is we live in a world that only focuses on the five senses. So everybody promotes your sensuality. Me, I live in a world that's based upon reason and logic. So I've been cheating on my spirituality with my mentality. That means that every time something happens in my life, I use reason and logic. I don't use my spirituality, and I don't use my senses. So people say, hey, man, you seem a little insensitive. You have no emotional connection. Something can happen, and I don't see an emotional response because you're disconnected. Now, from a psychological perspective, that's called arrested development disorder. Your development is arrested, so there's no emotional connection to your outcome. So somebody walks up to you and say, I love you. You say, sure. But you don't feel nothing. You're mental, reason, and logic. There's no room for love and compassion. Now, the sensual, that uses, again, the senses, the five senses. So the most important thing, my brothers and sisters, for us to understand, especially when we're getting ready to talk about this next series, is that we have to take a holistic approach. That means that when we're talking about this subject, we have to talk about it with the over and understanding that the most important thing that we want to discuss is each one of these. Sensuality is the most dangerous of all of these because sensuality, again, deals with our five senses. It produces chemicals. It's the physical. But we exist beyond the physical. We exist in the mental realm, and after the mental realm, we're going to exist in the spiritual realm. So we have to learn how to oscillate or vibrate spiritually. That's what this next series is going to be talking about. We're going to really focus on how to live in the spiritual realm. Now, the mental realm, let's break this down really quickly. The word mental, mentality, means mental capacity. Now, the word mental is an interesting word. It's the word men, M-E-N. Now, when we talk about mentality, we're talking about mental power, spiritual power, brain power. The way the brain works is simply this. It works on frequency. Frequencies is the rate of occurrence that an image hits the brain. Let me say that again. Frequency. Frequency is the rate of occurrence that an image hits the brain. Let me say that again. Mental. The problem, if you are a mental guy or girl, that means that you are relating to everything based upon the mental images that are inside of the brain. So mentalism is the intellectual capacity or the intellectual activity to direct one's mind based upon the mental images or the rate of frequency. What does that mean? It doesn't have to be a pixel. In other words, it could be a smell. We see in pictures regardless of how it is intaken through the body, meaning if I taste something, I have a picture in my brain. If I smell something, I have a picture in my brain. If I touch something, I have a picture in my brain. We experience life through pixels. That's what the Bible says, you shall have no graven image before me. God was telling you, don't cheat on me with pixels. Now, pixels is what's made out of TVs, my computer screen, my camera. Everything in this world is a pixel. That's why Yahushua said, become a mentalist. A mentalist is someone who uses their mentality to override their spirituality. Your spirituality should establish your mentality. The pixels in your brain should be the result from the spirituality in your spirit. Your spirit should produce a pixel. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. That's the way it should work. In other words, your spirituality should establish your mentality. Your mentality should manifest through your chemistry. But it doesn't work like that. Your chemistry controls your mentality. Your mentality overrides your spirituality. That's the way my brain works. My little head thinks for the big head. Tongue thinks for me. My tongue says, we want Krispy Kreme donuts. My brain knows logically that dough and sugar is the worst thing that the human body can digest. The worst thing that the body can digest is white flour, regardless of how it's manufactured, and processed sugar together. Because the flour coats the inside of your intestines. And the sugar goes directly into the bloodstream. So it spikes your sugar or your glucose, and it flattens the blood cells so the blood cannot absorb oxygen. That's why every time you eat a big meal that's heavy in carbs and a lot of sugar, like for Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner, you feel very lethargic and sleepy because you're not getting no oxygen to the brain because the blood cells can't hold it. Your heartbeat and everything is still beating the same. Your blood carries oxygen along with everything else you eat. So sugar and carbohydrates fill up the blood cell, and there's no room for the blood to carry oxygen. That's why you feel sleepy. That lightheadedness you're feeling, you're about to pass out. Not because of you're tired, but because you ain't getting no oxygen. That's a sugar coma. There's a great book called Sugar Blues. If you've never written that book, it's an old book written, I forgot when it is, it's an old book, Sugar Blues. It breaks down the biological process that I'm talking about. Now, I'm talking about the spiritual aspects of it, but it manifests biologically, meaning some people are controlled by a plant. It's called a cigarette. They have to smoke cigarettes. They're hooked on nicotine. That's chemical. Nicotine is a chemical. So you mean to tell me your chemistry controls your reason and logic? It is not reasonable and logical for you to take your last $2 and spend it on a carton of cigarettes. But if you have an addiction to nicotine, you have an addiction to alcohol, you have an addiction to porn, you have an addiction to whatever, whatever you have an addiction to, it overrides reason and logic. It is not reasonable, nor is it logical for us to do certain things, for me to do certain things, yet I do those things. The reason I do those things, people ask you, hey, man, why do you do bad things? As I talked about in James chapter 4, verse 1, if you want to know the reason, nobody on planet Earth, nobody does nothing unless they've settled. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Nobody, the human brain, uses reason and logic. And you don't go searching or looking for something when you already have it. Nobody does. That's why when people find the truth, they stop reading. Go to most churches and ask them, "Are you know, do you do any Bible study?" No. Why? I know God already. I got a relationship with him. There's no reason. Notice what they say. Listen to what people say. There is no reason. That's mental. That's how you know they're mentalist. They're not a spiritualist. There's no reason. Or they will say, man, I got to have a drink. Why? Because if I don't get that drink, man, I'm getting fizzy. That's chemistry. But how many people that you know say that I want to make my character, my thought, spiritual? How many people you know that say that? How many people do you know say these words? The word spiritual means relating to the incorporeal, non-physical. Let me say that again. The word spiritual means that your thoughts, that your movement is non-physical. Let me say that again. When you are spiritual, It means that you are predominantly focused on non-sensual, non-mental things. It means incorporeal, spirit. So the word spiritual comes from the word spirit. That means that your interest, that your attitude, that your outlook is predominantly etheric, ethereal. That means it's non-material. Let me say that again. You cheat on your spirituality with your mentality because you override your spirituality with your mentality, sometimes with your chemistry. So when I say spirit, the goal is for you to become a spiritualist because God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is spirit? So we talk about spirituality. We talked about spiritual. Now let's talk about spirit. Spirit is the principle. Spirit is the vital principle that animates the soul and the body. Let me say that again. Spirit is the vital principle that animates the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, soul, and the body. The touch, the smell, the taste, the sight, the hearing. Five senses, five souls. There's five elements to your chemistry that's controlled by your spirituality, should be. There's five elements of your soul that should be controlled by your spirit, should be. There's five elements of your spirit. Hebrews 4:12 tells us the five elements of the spirit. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Five elements. In layman's terms, what does that mean? That means that if I use reason and logic to make a decision, okay, should I go to work today? Okay, if I don't go to work, my lights won't get paid, you know, rent won't get paid, car get repoed, if I don't have no income. So reason and logic tells me, regardless of how I feel, go to work. Why? That's mentalism. What is the sensual aspects of work? Centrally, my five senses pay off for me going to work. If I go to work, I know I'm going to get a check. That check going to buy me some food. Or that money that I get is going to allow me to buy me food that's going to appeal to my tongue. Or any other my other five senses. So from a chemical perspective, there's a payoff. From a mental perspective, there's a payoff. But is there a spiritual payoff? Because remember, spiritual is non-corporeal, non-material. So spiritual means, is what I'm doing going to animate my body into a non-worldly manner? Meaning, what is my goal? If my goal is to save the whales, that's material. If my goal is to save the, you know, trees, that's material. If my goal is to build an orphanage for the homeless people, that's material. Spiritual, brothers and sisters, again, is so otherworldly that most people don't even understand what it means because it's consciousness. Now, can you touch, taste, smell, hear, or feel consciousness? If you can, please call me, 210-214-0884 today. Because I want to talk to you. God is spirit, brothers. God is spirit, sisters. He's not material. He's not mass. He's not matter. The Bible says that God is spirit, and he says that those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That word spirit means opposite of matter. So let me pose today's topic again. Are you cheating on your spirituality with your mentality? How do you do that? You do what I do. What do? I use reason and logic every day. Or I use my chemistry every day. But how much do I use my inspiritas? Inspiritas is means that you have the courage to be in spirit. It means to be carried off secretly. It means to encourage one's spirit. Now, spirit is the vital principle that animates the body. It's the breath. It's the ruach. It's the pneuma. So the word ruach is Hebrew. The word pneuma is Greek. Those are the two words that gives us the English word spirit. What is it? It's the vital principle. What does that mean? Vital principle, brothers and sisters, is like what we call the Holy Ghost. It's the word enthusiasm. It's the word energy. It's the word zeal. It's the word fire. It's the word attitude. It's the word complexity. In other words, when you are in the spirit, you cannot be in the spirit and be depressed. Let me say that again. You cannot be in the spirit and be depressed. Let me say that again. You cannot walk in the spirit, because the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So spirit means that you have a consciousness, which means you have a mindset, which means you have a ruling disposition, which means you have an intention, which means you have a group of related thoughts. Now, if you think about being in the spirit one time a day, you're not spiritual. You got to have a group of related thoughts. The word spirit is the principle of life that animates the body. We should break down that word principle, since I've said it about 50 times already. It means disposition, mental disposition. It means your temperance. The word principle, my brothers and sisters, is the fundamental, foundational blueprint. I love that word blueprint because that's what it means when the Bible says that, do you not know that your body is the temple? The word temple means blueprint. So, brothers and sisters, in closing, what's your blueprint? What's your principle? The word blueprint is the fundamental law by which your doctrine and your tenet is established. It is the ruling opinion. It's the ruling disposition. That means a spirit group of related thought. Now, can you have a spirit of alcohol? Absolutely. Can you have a spirit of anger? Absolutely. Can you have a spirit of doubt? Absolutely. I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying. Your spirituality controls your mentality. Your mentality controls your sensuality. If you got the wrong spirit, you got the wrong mentality. You're going to have the wrong sensuality. You can have a spirit of anything. That's why it's so dangerous. That's what the Bible says. What is the first commandment? First of the Ten Commandments. You should have no other God before you. God is a jealous God because he knows he has other pixels to compete with. In other words, your attention. The word principle, the word canon or rule of law. Principle, a principle is a fundamental truth that governs your behavior. So if your spirituality is correct, that's why morality is so important. How can you be a moral person? Think moral thoughts. But how can you think moral thoughts? How can you think moral thoughts? Have a moral spirit. How do you have a moral spirit? Do you know you choose your own spirit? What is the word morality means? Moral code. Certain people would do certain things, but why? Why do certain people do certain things? The word principle means the origin, source that established the rule of conduct. The word principle, which is the word spirit, which is the word God. That's why for me the word God means good, old-fashioned discipline, or God ordained diakonia. Your diakonia means your original purpose for being on earth. That's your spirit. My spirit is Bethesda. I have the spirit of Bethesda. Because why? That's what I choose. You choose your spirit. When you woke up this morning, what spirit did you choose? Do you remember? You chose your spirit this morning. How do you choose your spirit? Because your mind is a filter. It filters out light. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Your mind is a filter. It's a governor. So your reason, now remember, you don't see. You do not see what you believe. You believe what you see. Let me say that again. This is so important. I'm trying to close. I'm out of time. Real quickly, last thing. When we talk about spirituality and mentality, the mind is a dangerous thing because the mind does not determine morality. The mind only amplifies what the spirit gives it. So your mind takes what you see, and it doesn't care if it's real or not. That's why you can go to movies and you can be scared, and you know that the movie's not real. You know it, but your mind doesn't. The mind takes what the spirit sends it, and it produces a chemical reaction in the body. That's why they say pornography is so dangerous, because the more you watch it, it's the same thing as your body actually engaging in it. That's why playing Call of Duty is so dangerous, because the body thinks you're in a combat situation. You could end up with PTSD and never go to combat, because the brain experiences pixels or images. The brain doesn't determine if the image is real or not. The brain produces a chemical that matches the image. The brain produces the chemistry that matches the image. The brain produces the chemistry that matches the image. You put an image of godliness in your brain, you will produce the chemistry of godliness in your body. The brain produces the chemistry that matches the pixels that placed inside the mind by the spirit. But the $1 million question is, the wind, it's like the ether. Nobody knows where it comes. Nobody knows where it's going. You can't put it in a box. The moment that you put a label on it, you limit the spirit. During this next series, we're going to break this down when we talk about the book of Revelation. And we talk about the forbidden religion. And we talk about the sacred cord. All three of the next series, the sacred cord is music. But the problem is, it's not audible music. What is the sacred sound? That's what we have to break down. Because that establishes the spirit, which establishes the mind, which controls the body. This is so important, because many of us are out of control. The reason that we're out of control is because we have the wrong pixels in the brain. And the reason that we have the wrong pixels in the brain is because we are not choosing the right principle. The principle is not something you choose. The principle is something you accept. It's called your DNA. God wrote his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. Your job is to go inside of you, find the book that's placed inside of you called your DNA, and read it. That is the word principle. The word principle means origin, source, beginning. That is the thing that establishes your discipline. Focus, discipline, and order. It is established in the beginning. In the beginning was the word. That's your DNA. It's placed inside of you. Find that. That is your ruling disposition. But the enemy knows that, so he don't want you to find it. That's why you got all of the distractions. My brothers and my sisters, I do apologize for going over time. This is Dr. Will Rogers. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, please go to the website, MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation so you can join us on this next series that is starting. Like I said, we'll probably go with probably Sunday instead of Saturday. That way I want to give everybody a chance, an opportunity to go ahead and join up, brothers and sisters. So important. Stop cheating on your spirituality with your mentality. This is Dr. Will Rogers. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.